Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here and I'm back with another video. And this rant is going to be about something that happened just recently. Another Biden blunder, as it were. And but if you guys hadn't heard, basically there was a journalist that asked Biden in one of his rare occasions of actually taking fucking questions from the press. Well, the guy asked him quite simply. He said, what are you doing about inflation? Or how do you feel about inflation? And our commander in queef decided to call him a stupid son of a bitch. Wow, that's where we're at right now. And of course, the left are saying, oh, but if it's just something that normal people say, it's just a common swear word. And I even had it put forth that he called the guy a dumbass. I was like, that's a little... I mean, you shouldn't call somebody a dumbass. I mean, it's less than presidential. But calling them a stupid son of a bitch, it's pretty hardcore, especially to a member of the press. This is a guy that was asking a question, a very legitimate question. Is that one reason why they told Biden that he wasn't supposed to answer questions? Because we're going to get this hot-tempered version of Biden? It's pretty crazy, folks. I don't know what to think about it. Also, he seems to be wanting to push us in a war with Ukraine. Now, for those of you that don't know, we haven't actually, but Russia and the Ukraine have been in a skirmish with each other, and that's basically what you could call it, for a very long time, since the Obama administration, actually. So this is not something that's just new and popped up and like, oh my god, I didn't realize there was Ukraine, fighting for their independence from Russia or whatever. No, this has been going on for a very long time. You can go look it up. There's a lot of information on that. An exhaustive amount, actually. And I will say that when I worked in the music industry, I dealt with a lot of artists from Russia and the Ukraine. And there wasn't a lot of information known on these artists. So, you know, you would hear Russian lyrics because a lot of times they were in Russian or that language, and they were like, no, we are not Russian, we are Ukrainian, and they would get very, very angry, even expletive emails. They were very, very upset when I called them Russian. And how was I to know? It's very difficult because, you know, a lot of them I believe speak Russian, so I'm not exactly sure what the difference was, you know, aside from that. And, of course, I worked with a lot of bands in Russia, so I didn't want to call them Ukrainian because that would insult them, you know. So it was a very difficult time in my recording, I guess, arc. I guess you would say recording. Reviewing arc. I was recording stuff, but, yeah, it was a little different. Anyway, in my reviewing arc, it showed me that what seemed to be a civil war, of course, you know, men did die. There have been casualties in this skirmish for a very long number of years now. We're going over a decade since this little fight's been going on. And it just seems to me, you know, personally, that I think this is just the war games that Biden wants to be a part of. He wants to know that he did something, you know. Because obviously he's going to be remembered as the inflation president. Kind of similar to Hoover, which is nothing that a president wants to be known for. If you remember Hoovervilles and the Hoover flag, which was, if you didn't know, a Hoover flag is basically when you would take your pocket and you turn it inside out. And that was considered a Hoover flag because, you know, Hoover, from what I recall, also was president during a time of mass inflation. So, basically, he's trying to, because he wanted to warmonger anyway. We weren't sure if he was going to warmonger in the Middle East. But since he blundered the Middle East so bad, the only thing he has left is a long-standing conflict between Russia and the Ukraine that really doesn't need our involvement to begin with. We are not the world police, and You know, Trump pretty much made that clear when he was, you know, talking about that. It's one thing I liked about Trump was that he was stopping our world police having to save everybody. And it's more about securing the country itself. And, of course, now we've got unknown. And I mean, even my friends on the left side of things, the more progressive thing, they will stand by the fact that Biden is a known warmonger. He, remember, he was part of the Obama administration when the Obama administration had dropped more bombs on Middle Easterns. A lot of them are civilians. It dropped more bombs than any other president in history. And, you know, the drone strikes during the Obama administration were just horrendous. And Biden loved it. You know he did. You know that he probably was responsible for a lot of those drone strikes. So, of course he's looking to this area that is just a perfect kind of... It's basically like, it's a starter log, you know. It's been kindling here and there, but, you know, they haven't really gotten it set off right. It's just, you know, there's a little bit of fire every now and again, but he's trying to get it going. He wants to get the fire blazing. He wants to get the war going, you know, so he thinks that people are going to stand by him patriotically, kind of like with George Bush after the 9/11 situation. But they're not going to do that. People are already very dissatisfied with Biden. You know, Let's Go Brandon has been memeing and trending, and there's just a lot of other things that Biden is being blamed for, regardless of whether or not he's actually done them. He's definitely president in an inflation era, and that is going to be his downfall. Like, that might cost him the 2024 election. I'm not saying it'll be Trump, you know, who announced he was running, but I do think that there's a possibility that he will not be in office come 2024. I definitely believe we'll have a different president. Now, I don't know if it'll be a Democratic or Republican president, but we will have another head in the White House, because this is not working. It's not working for many Americans, and many Americans are sick and tired of it, and I think they're going to raise their voices. So, basically, what I am thinking is going on, and he's really going to get hit for this, because a lot of Americans don't want to go to Ukraine. There's no real reason for us to. There's nothing to be achieved there. People are going to look into it. Anybody with half a brain knows that this stupid war has been going on forever over there. It's not our problem. You know, it's just going to piss Putin off. I don't think he's going to play the nuke game. If he does, well, rip humanity, but, you know... It's just stupid. It's just really dumb that they would even consider, you know, doing something like this. When I saw Ukraine, I'm just like, Jesus, why? And it's like, why are we going to try to end that war? I mean, just let them do what they do over there. They've been doing it for so long, you know, and everybody's hasn't bothered them. You know, we've had the whole Middle East desert conflict for a while. We had the North Korea scare, you know, and now we have, oh, well, you know, let's just go ahead and do this Russia thing. It's so stupid. It's just so stupid. And I think it stems with Biden's belief that Russia tampered in the elections. So I don't know. I think it's all stupid, and I think it needs to stop. But at any rate, we are stuck with this now. And I would not advise any young men to go to war in this situation. Any young MGTOW men listening, or men, you know, red pill, whatever. Any men that are listening to me here, I would not recommend you go to this, you know, to this war zone. You know, the men there, I mean, I don't even think they want your help. I mean, it's a situation where they've been dealing with this for a very, very long time. It seems an unwinnable war. I don't think they'll ever, you know, achieve what they're trying to do over there. If they had, they would have done it at least 10 years ago, as long as this thing's been going. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to bring more men out there to pile foreign bodies on top of the Ukrainian bodies that are already part of this. It's just ridiculous all the way around. And it shows, once again, the blunders of the Biden administration. Just absolute fucking dumpster fire from beginning to end. Biden will go down as one of the worst presidents in United States history, without a doubt. I don't have any respect for him. I obviously didn't vote for him. I feel sorry for anybody who did, and I know that people that are voting for him are trying to basically have his back on this one. The fact of the matter is, they did elect a demented president that doesn't know what he's doing, is largely a puppet, and is very, very much the thing that they do not want. I mean, we've talked about his role in giving the eulogy speech for a former member of the KKK. I believe he was a very high-ranked official in the KKK, if such a thing could be suggested. And, of course, the fact that he seems that he's an old guy that is trying to play progressivism, or what at least they're telling him to do. But somebody's got to be running the show behind the scenes. And one thing, again, I still believe that Kamala Harris is pulling some strings. Obama, possibly. There's got to be somebody pulling the strings over there, because this man is obviously not competent enough to carry on what he's doing. He can't even address a professional journalist correctly. I mean, you know, in the COVID crisis, they keep talking about that over and over and over again, which it's becoming the flu. You know, Boris Johnson pretty much did a Chad move and said, hey, you know, we're not going to refer to this as a pandemic that threatens all of humanity anymore. We're going to consider it like the flu. And a lot of other countries are. I've heard that France and maybe a few other countries are starting to consider this like the flu, and they don't want to deal with all the vaccines and the passports and all the very restrictive 1984 type thing. Let's not go with Nazi Germany, but very restrictive, very not cool. You know. So there's just been a lot of things going on right now in the nation at large, and I'm sorry I haven't been able to address them all, because I've been going through a variety of health issues myself, which are seeming to abate. Not completely. Some things I'll probably deal with for the rest of my life, but, you know, I'll still be here to keep you guys informed. You know, I want to continue to do that. We are not just hentai and visual novels. We do offer commentary and updates on several different topics. I hope to do interviews again. I hope to get other things going. So we will see what's going on. I am planning on giving away games. I want to start doing that. And I have the games, folks. I have the games. Arby's has the meats. I have the games. Okay, I do. I just gave somebody a copy of Bloodstained for free. So, yeah, I've got the games. But, yeah, we're going to do some new things, and this is one of them. So, there's a lot we can talk about. And as the situation continues to expand, you know, I will definitely let you guys know what I think. And we'll see if some of the predictions I've made today are right about the Biden administration and the possible, I guess you could say, reprehension. Well, I mean, I would say the possible, I guess you could say, what's that word I'm looking for? It's rather late at night. But, basically, the apprehension, I guess we could say. Because there's going to be a big apprehension towards Americans wanting to start another war, especially one that they're going to know a lot more about thanks to the internet. They'll be like, oh, we don't really need to be over there at all. It's not going to concern us. So, just tell me what you guys think about it, and I think it's going to be another dumpster fire. I don't think it's going to turn out the way he wanted. I don't think it's going to be some patriotic thing that he keeps wanting to be known for. The president who started and ended a war. Well, ended a war, but, you know how it goes. Because he just wants to escalate tensions, and it's political, just like the vaccine. I know I'm not supposed to say that, but it's true. Anyway, folks, this is the Grimlord, and I am out of here. See you guys later.